Commentators and critics have, with great unanimity in all ages, decided that Romans 6:4 and Colossians 2:12 refer to immersion in water. At the risk of being tedious, we will collate a few extracts which will serve to show the decision of the learned on this subject. 1. Justin Martyr, born A.D. 140. We represent our Lord suffering by baptism in a pool. Adkins, page 127. 2. Clement of Alexandria, A.D. 200. You were led to a bath as Christ was conveyed to the sepulchre, and were thrice immersed to signify Christ's 3 days' burial. Adkins, page 127. 3. Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria, A.D. 328. To immerse a child 3 times in a pool or bath and to immerse him. This shows the death and resurrection of Christ on the 3rd day. Stuart, page 148. Conant, example 188. 4. Gregory Nyssen, A.D. 328. Coming into water, the kindred element of earth, we hide ourselves in it, as the Savior did in the earth. Stuart, page 147. Let us therefore be buried with Christ in baptism, that we may also rise with him. Let us go down with him, that we also may be exalted with him. Conant, example 188. 5. Ambrose, A.D. 340. You were asked, dost thou believe in God Almighty? Thou saidst, I believe, and thus thou wast immersed, meristi, that is, thou wast buried. Stuart, page 147. 6. Chrysostom, A.D. 347. To be baptized and to submerge, then to emerge as a symbol of descent to the grave and of ascent from it. And therefore Paul calls baptism a burial, where he says, we are therefore buried with him by baptism into death. Westlake, chapter 3, Stuart, page 147. Number 7. Apostolical Constitutions, written in the 4th century. Immersion denotes dying with him, Christ. Emersion, a resurrection with Christ. Stuart, page 148. Number 8. Cyril, Bishop of Jerusalem, A.D. 350. Thou going down into the water, and in a manner buried in the waters, as he in the rock, art raised again, walking in newness of life. Conant, example 176. Ye professed the saving profession, and sunk down thrice into the water, and again came up, and thereby a symbol, shadowing forth the burial of Christ. Conant, example 178. 9. Basil the Great, Bishop of Caesarea in Cappadocia, A.D. 370. By 3 immersions we represent the death of Christ. The bodies of those that are baptized are buried in water. Conant, example 181. 10. Fourth Council of Toledo, Canon 5. The immersion in water is, as it were, the descent into the grave, and the immersion from the water the resurrection. Adkins, page 128. 11. Photius. The 3 immersions and emersions of baptism signify death and the resurrection. Stuart, page 148. 12. Galatius. The 3 immersions and emersions of baptism signify death and the resurrection. Adkins, page 129. 13. Gregory. The 3 immersions and emersions of baptism signify death and the resurrection. Ut supra. That means, as above. In other words, from Adkins. Number 14. Pelagius. The 3 immersions and emersions of baptism signify death and the resurrection. Ut supra. 15. Archbishop Cranmer. The dipping into water doth betoken that the old Adam, with all his sin and evil lusts, ought to be drowned and killed by daily contrition and repentance. Westlake, chapter 3. 17. Pectitus. That immersion into and immersion out of the water, as practiced by the ancients, signify the death of the old and the resurrection of the new. Ut supra. That is, Westlake, chapter 3. 18. Nicholson, Bishop of Gloucester, Exposition of Christian Catechism. The ancient manner of baptizing and putting the person baptized under the water and then taking him out again did well set forth these two acts, the first his dying, the second his rising again. In our baptism, by a kind of analogy or resemblance, while our bodies are under the water, we may be said to be buried with him. Ut supra. Number 19. Dr. Manton, chaplain to the King of England. The putting the baptized person into the water denoteth and proclaimeth the burial of Christ, and we, submitting to it, are dead, are buried, so that it signifieth Christ's death for sin and our death unto sin. Ut supra. 20. Augustine. That thrice repeated submersion expresses a resemblance of the Lord's burial. Ut supra. 21. Bengelius, professor of theology at Denkendorf, Germany, in 1713. He that is baptized puts on Christ, the second Adam. He is baptized, I say, into a whole Christ, and therefore into his death. And it is like as if that very moment Christ suffered, died, and was buried for such a man, and such a man suffered, died, and was buried with Christ. Westlake, chapter 3. 22. Dr. Goodwin, member of the Westminster Assembly. There is a further representation therein of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection in the baptized being first buried under water and then rising out of it. Therefore, it is said we are buried with him in baptism. Ut supra. 23. Doddridge's Family Expositor on Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Buried with him in baptism. It seems to me the part of candor to confess that here is an allusion to the manner of baptizing by immersion. 24. Whitby's Commentary on the New Testament. Note on Romans 6, verse 4. It being so expressly declared here, Romans 6, 4 and Colossians 2, 12, that we are buried with Christ in baptism by being buried under water, and the argument to oblige us to conformity to his death being taken hence, and this immersion being religiously observed by all Christians for 13 centuries, and approved by our church, and the change of it into sprinkling, even without any allowance from the author of this institution, or any license from any council of the church, being that which the Romanist still urges to justify his refusal of the cup to the laity, it were to be wished that this custom might be of general use, and aspersion only permitted, as of old, in cases of the clinic or present danger of death. Pingeley, page 47. 25. Wells' Illustrated Bible on Romans 6, 4. St. Paul here alludes to immersion or dipping the whole body under water in baptism. Pingeley, page 46. 26. Adam Clark, Commentary on Romans 6, 4. When he, the person to be baptized, came up out of the water, he seemed to have a resurrection to life. He was, therefore, supposed to throw off his old Gentile state as he threw off his clothes, and to assume a new character as the baptized generally put on new or fresh garments. 27. John Edwards. The immersion into water was thought to signify the death of Christ, and their coming out, his rising again, and did no less represent their own resurrection. Pingeley, page 49. 29. Edinburgh Reviewers. We have rarely met, for example, a more weak and fanciful piece of reasoning than that by which Mr. Ewing would persuade us that there is no allusion to the mode of immersion in the expression buried with him in baptism. This point ought to be frankly admitted and indeed cannot be denied with any show of reason. Ibid, page 47. 30. Bloomfield's Greek Testament, note on Romans 6, 4. By which the rite of immersion in the baptismal water and egress from it were used as a symbol of breaking off all connection with the present sinful life and giving oneself to a new and pure one. We have been thus buried in the waters of baptism. There is a plain allusion to the ancient custom of baptism by immersion, on which, says Bloomfield, see 31 Suser's Encyclopedia in 5, cited in Confession. 32. Bingham's Antiquities of the Christian Church. Immersion universally prevailed since all the ancients thought that burying under water did more lively represent the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Bloomfield also cites to the same effect Bishops Sherlock and Warburton. 33. Sarin's Sermons, Volume 3, page 176. Paul says we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that is, the ceremony of wholly immersing us in water when we were baptized signified that we died to sin, and that of rising again from our immersion signified that we would no more return to those disorderly practices in which we lived before our conversion to Christianity. Benedict's History, page 179. 34. Archbishop Layton. We are buried with him, the dipping into the waters representing our dying with Christ, and the return thence our rising with him. Works, page 277. 35. Matthew's Biblical, Historical, and Dogmatical Exposition of Baptism, which obtained a prize in the University of Berlin, says, Paul, as we have seen, Romans 6:4, has in mind only the rite of immersing and emerging, and in the Apostolic Church, in order that a communion with the death of Christ may be signified, the whole body of the person to be baptized was immersed in the water or river, and then, in order that a connection with the resurrection of Christ might be indicated, the body again emerged or raised out of the water. That this rite has been changed is indeed a calamity, for it is placed before the eyes most aptly the symbolical meaning of baptism. Dr. I. Chase, On Baptism, pages 50 and 51. 36. Rosemuller, professor of theology at Leipzig, says, Immersion in the water of baptism and coming forth out of it was a symbol of a person's renouncing his former life and, on the contrary, of beginning a new one. The learned have rightly reminded us that, on account of this emblematical meaning of baptism, the rite of immersion ought to have been retained in the Christian Church. I. Chase, On Baptism, page 49. 37. Jaspis, in his Latin version of the epistles, says, Paul, in this place, Romans 6:4, alludes to the custom then usual of immersing the whole body, which immersion resembled the laying of a man in a sepulchre. Ut Supra, page 49. 38. Turrentin. For as in baptism, when performed in the primitive manner, by immersion and emersion, descending into the water and again going out of it, of which descent and ascent we have an example in the eunuch in Acts 8 and verses 38 and 39. Yea, and what is more, as by this rite, when persons are immersed in water, they are overwhelmed, as it were, buried, and in a manner buried together with Christ. And again they emerge, seem to be raised out of a grave, and are said to be risen again with Christ. Frey, On Baptism, page 186. 39. Theophylact, a Greek commentator on Colossians 2 and verse 12. Baptism typifies by immersion the death, by immersion the resurrection of Christ. Adkins, page 128. 40. Leo, Bishop of Rome, Decretal number 9. Trine immersion represents the 3 days burial of Christ. Ut Supra. 41. Theobuck on Romans 6 and verse 4. In order to understand the figurative use of baptism, we must bear in mind the well-known fact that the candidate in the primitive church was immersed in water and raised out of it again. Ut Supra, page 130. 42. Winer, in his manuscript Letters on Christian Antiquity, says, In the apostolic age, baptism was immersion, as its symbolical explanation shows. Ut Supra. 43. Professor Lang on Infant Baptism, 1834. As Christ died, so die we to sin with him in baptism. The body is, as it were, buried under water, is dead with Christ. The plunging under water represents death, and rising out of it the resurrection to a new life. A more striking symbol could not be chosen. Ut Supra. 44. Dr. Jorton's Sermons. Of the baptized, he says, He that descended into the water and stooped or laid down in it, this represents death and the grave. His ascending out of the water under which he had been hidden represents the resurrection of Christ for our justification and the new life and second birth of the baptized person who was thenceforward to live to God and to do good works. Frey, On Baptism, pages 128 and 129. 45. Superville, pastor of the French Protestant Church at Rotterdam, says, "You know that in ancient times baptism was administered by immersion, so that the person who was baptized, being entirely plunged into the water, appeared for a moment as one dead and buried. After which, emerging from the water, he seems as one rising from the dead. Hence the language of the apostle in Romans 6:4, Colossians 2 and verse 12. Ut supra." 46. Bermanos, Synopsis of Theology. Immersion was used by the Jews, the apostles, and the primitive church, especially in warm countries. To this, various forms of speaking used by the apostles refer. Romans 6:4, Colossians 2:12, etc. Frey, page 123. 46. Peter Martyr. "As Christ by baptism hath drawn us into his death and burial, so he hath drawn us out into life. This doth the dipping into the waters and the issuing forth again signify when we are baptized." Westlake, chapter 3. 47. Albert Barnes. "It is altogether possible that the apostle in this place had allusion to the custom of baptizing by immersion." Note on Romans 6 and verse 4. 48. Estius. "Immersion, in a more expressive manner, represents the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and of us." Frey, page 150. 49. Braunus, in his Doctrina Pedrum, says, "By baptism we are plunged under water and, as it were, buried. But we do not continue in a state of death, for we immediately rise again from thence to signify that we, through the merits of Christ and with Christ, mortify the old man, are buried with Christ, and with him arise to newness of life." Haynes Baptist Cyclopedia, page 78. 50. Dr. Boy's Works. "The dipping in holy baptism has three parts: the putting into the water, the continuance in the water, and the coming out of the water. The putting into the water doth ratify the mortification of sin by the power of Christ's death, as Paul in Romans 6 and verse 4. Ut supra, page 99. 51. Reinhardt's Ethics. "In sprinkling, the symbolical meaning of the ordinance is wholly lost." Hinton's History of Baptism, page 52. 52. Bishop Burnett's Exposition of the 39 Articles, pages 374 and 375. "They, the primitive ministers of the gospel, led them into the water, and with no other garments but what might cover nature. They first laid them down in the water, as a man is buried in a grave, and then they said the words, 'I baptize thee in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.' Then they raised them up again, and clean garments were put on them, from whence came the phrases of being baptized into Christ's death, of our being buried with him by baptism into death, being baptized into Christ's death, of our being risen with Christ, and of our putting on Christ, putting off the old man and putting on the new man." 53. Cardinal Cajetan. "We are buried with him by baptism into death. By our burying, he declares our death from the ceremony of baptism. Because he who is baptized is put under the water, and by this bears a likeness of him that was buried, who is put under the water. Now, because none are buried by dead men, from this very thing we are buried in baptism, we are assimilated to Christ when he was buried. Christ ascended out of the water, therefore he was baptized by John, not by sprinkling or pouring water upon him, but by immersion." 54. Dr. Cave's Primitive Christianity. "As in immersion there are in a manner three several acts, the putting a person into the water, his abiding there for a little time, and rising again, so by these were represented Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and, in conformity thereto, our dying unto sin, the destruction of its power, and our resurrection to a new course of life. By the person's being put into the water was lively represented the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh, and being washed from the filth and pollution of them," etc. 55. Bishop Davenant, of Salisbury, England, 1641. Exposition of Colossians 2:12. "In baptism, the burial of the body of sin, or of the old Adam, is represented when the person to be baptized is put down into the water as a resurrection when he is brought up out of it." Haynes Baptist Encyclopedia, page 186. 60. John Fell, Bishop of Oxford, in his paraphrase and annotations on St. Paul's epistles, Romans 6 and verse 4. The primitive fashion of immersion under the water representing our death and elevation out of it, our resurrection, our regeneration. Ut Supra, page 246, 247. 61. Dr. Quenstedt, Lutheran. Immersion is similar to a burial, immersion to a resurrection. Wilberg, page 83.